This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Allowing her portly...
I'm not sure I like that word.
Portly?
Portly breasts to bounce free.
Yeah, I don't think it's sexy to consider a breast portly.
No. Mm. Perky, yes. Portly...
Perky...
I think full is a good one.
Full.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like classic good.
Yeah.
Bountiful.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
I like bountiful, but that's only because I use like $20 words.
Pointing to 2 o'clock if you're flying an aircraft.
20 minutes as the crow flies. Don't describe someone's breast that way.
Wow.
I don't know if you should ever use the word crow in the description of the breast, period.
Yeah, maybe not a good idea.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season
12.
Super hilarious, mega funny intro bumper or whatever.
Now recording.
Yay. I was actually joyous. I didn't mean to sound so bad.
Well, you did, and our feelings are hurt.
I guess I've ruined Hentimus then.
Hentimus is over.
It might as well be. Okay, we are live. Backing music is going. Recordings are recording. Hentais are hentaiing. I still sound like I'm dying.
Just a tiny bit, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's a tolerable amount of death and will probably make for great hijinks once we get into our story. This is Friday Night Fan... Shit.
Friday Night Fan shit?
No, that's not it.
No. Okay, we are shit, but that was unintentional. Do you think people actually listen to our radio show outside of Troy who does it for sleep? And yes, I've actually gotten messages from him saying the radio is down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I am your host, Steve-O, the host of Friday Night Fan Shit. Joining me tonight are David, Sean, and Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Logan sounds even more like death than I do, apparently. He gets a week off. We did finally get one episode where all five of us were here, and we had a guest. Booyah.
Wait, when?
Last week.
I wasn't there.
Yes, you were.
Denied.
Oh, no, it was the week before.
Correct. You were on with us last week for Woofy, and we read about friggin' Zootopia and Marley and Marley, attorneys at law.
Yes.
To round off Hentimus, tonight we're going to do something nice. We're going to do something nice for David for once.
No.
Because David never gets any fan service or any recognition or any kind of gifts or any kind of accolades.
I'm absolutely not going to get what I want from this. I already know.
Really? Are you sure? Because tonight we're reading UA Sex Counselor and Advisor by Kenshi Narukami. Summary. Who does the young heroes and heroine turn to when they need advice or an ear that will listen? Why, their school counselor. The ever-lovable and cheeky Naruto Uzumaki, of course.
Like, right there, you're already, like, crossing cannons, and that's why I'm like, I know I'm not going to get what I want.
Don't say you've been betrayed until you've been actually betrayed.
It already happened. You're putting Naruto in there, and he's going to be like, yeah, whatever your goddamn name is, Green Rabbit Man, go, believe it. That's what I say in the show. And then he's like, yeah, plus Ultra, and then everybody gets all strong, and they fuck. That's what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen.
Give him a chance. This is...
Never.
Extreme Lemon Warning is in effect. Naruto / Harem made with my good friend Scarface 101. Disclaimer, we do not own Naruto or My Hero Academia. I will read the first chapter because this is hilarious. Chapter 1, First Student. I'll edit all those out in post.
Mm-hmm.
No, you won't.
Can you, instead of editing them out, I mean, still take them out, but at the end of the episode, just put all of the coughs in as one long montage.
I'll hard pan them left and right so it sounds like a stadium of Steve-O's coughing.
Oh,
that's great.
It's going to be just like the April Fool's episode that we put out a while back. GNC meetup?
Oh, fuck. Chapter 1, First Student. In the office of the counselor is a young man, likely 18 to 20 years of age, with sun-kissed blonde hair, lightly tanned skin, and a set of trademark whisker marks. I have no idea who that could be at all.
It's Naruto.
Never.
Oh.
The next sentence literally says who it is.
So This is a My Hero Academia fic, but the main character is clearly Naruto, and I ain't having it.
You have something against Naruto.
Yeah. Dull.
Well, maybe they've done better with this than they did in the actual show.
Uh-huh.
You have no faith, do you?
Faith died along with socializing.
Shit.
It's communist propaganda.
Yeah. I blame Canada, of course, Val. It's all your fault. And sometimes Sean's.
If they just send out the maple whiskey, everybody would mellow out.
I wish.
If I could send out the maple whiskey, I would.
I've contacted 5 people across the border, and they're all like, yeah, no, we can't send it. Sorry, bruv.
Just you wait until we own the Northwest Passage. We're coming for you, Canada.
I'll figure something out. I'm not spending $90 for a bottle that costs $30. I'm not paying GPU MSRP markup on my maple whiskey.
I might.
This would be none other than Naruto. Naruto?
No.
Sure.
Naruto Uzumaki, a former hero and at one point in time a villain, even until he retired and became a teacher for UA. Largely.
No, it's UA.
Okay, but it's spelled UA.
No, it's UA.
Wow.
The same person that thought Logan was black?
No, I think that's OA.
Oh, that's okay.
No, that's Audi. That's Audi.
Oh.
OA never thought Logan was black.
No, I don't own Audi.
Shit, I'm dying. Largely out of boredom and to continue aiding the next generation of heroes. While he was often viewed with suspicion, the heroes opted to keep him around with the whole keep your friends close and enemies closer shtick. Besides, Naruto was still well respected in both hero and villain communities, so it is sometimes helpful to allow him some leeway. After all, the blonde was ultimately loyal to those he considered friends and family, though admittedly, it seemed he bonded a little too well with students of the female variety.
Of course.
There were rumors. Because
he liked to fuck.
Yeah.
He liked titties.
He liked to titties.
Gold Bond medicated powder.
He just puts his dick in a Chinese finger trap and then sticks it on one of the girl's fingers.
Is that not what you do?
That sounds like a mating ritual for the South.
I thought that's how you made babies.
With Chinese finger traps?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's a drawback to the socialized healthcare and education of the Great North.
No, they got it right.
Well, if they got it right, they got it right. There were rumors that he was sleeping with the female students. Heaven forbid. But any investigation always turned up zero evidence. Spoiler alert. He just shoots blanks the whole time.
GPU.
And before long, the rumors were dismissed, chalked up to angry students whom he had failed or given detention, especially Bakugo due to his explosive temperament, pun partially intended.
Kapow.
Nah, don't lie. That was fully intended.
Yeah, I agree.
Embrace your puns.
Shit.
Even if they are, yeah.
That needs to be an FNF bumper sticker, is embrace your puns with a Chinese finger trap on there for some reason.
Okay.
As Wolfie said, the Chinese dick tickler.
Naruto was and still is most popular amongst the females since they often receive one-on-one lessons from him. I am fucking up royally. Many describe him as sweet, charming, and at times a jokester. This author really likes Naruto.
Yeah, because we haven't even had a single UA student show up yet, and we're still in page 1.
Well, that's because I'm reading slowly. Not to mention, he is the heartthrob of UA, parentheses, UA.
He's not. There's only one person on Earth who thinks that Naruto is hot, and that's Hinata.
And I don't even watch Naruto, and I know you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Which earned him numerous fangirls, mostly Hinata.
Yes.
Some even say he had to hire an assistant to fend off any rabid and unstable fangirls that would try to sneak into his private classes.
What a fanciful world this Naruto lives in.
and people still want to give public funding to private schools? This is bullshit.
I believe UA is a private school.
Exactly. They don't deserve that money. One-on-one female sex classes with Naruto.
Isn't that the plot of, like, every single one of those, like, high school shows we've watched, Steve?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's like, hi, I'm the guy who can see ghosts or fucking monsters or whatever, and everybody likes me because I'm nice, but also, apparently none of the parents feel weirded out that I spend one-on-one private time with their daughters.
Oh, you meant the stuff that we've watched recently. For some reason, my brain with the shit we watched growing up, so it's like Seventh Heaven, Gilmore Girls, Charmed.
That too. Like, it turned out that dude was actually a monster, so.
Yeah. Okay, very true. Where was I? That assistant was an 18-year former villainess named Himiko Toga, a girl who often acted as a spy due to her quirk being useful for disguise and espionage.
She can basically shapeshift into anything she wants, as long as she's had your blood.
So like Clayface, only without the Ron Perlman.
Yeah, and blood.
And blood.
And it's based on how much blood she ingests, so if she has a lot of your blood, she can permanently become you.
Cool, I can send somebody else to work for me, that's awesome!
Yeah, she also likes knives a little bit more than I would send to work for me.
I don't know, I liked knives almost as much as I liked whatever the main...
Life.
You were going to say Ramona Flowers, I know.
Thank you, Dave!
Don't worry. I got your back on the reference, but do better. I got the fumble,
and it was still picked up by the Packers. Packers win 24-8.
Packers? Sir?
Uh-huh?
I am from Dallas, and that means that I have to be a Cowboys fan. It's law there.
Dave, can you say New England Patriots?
No. The thing in my head will go off if I do.
Okay. And it was a simple matter to steal blood samples from the nurse's office to fuel her quirk.
See, that's what I'm telling you about.
Yeah. I believed you.
That's horrible. Don't give her blood. She'll knife you when you're not looking.
If I ever run into somebody named Himiko, I will run the opposite direction.
That's racist.
What do you mean that's racist? That's namist, if anything!
It's a race to get away from Himiko, I know.
And it was a simple matter, still blood samples. Whenever she found a young student having issues, I can't sound creepy.
Are you sure you can't? Because you're doing a pretty bang-up job.
Yeah.
Okay, if I try to sound creepy, maybe it'll come off as normal.
Issues.
Yeah, creepy.
Okay. With their bodies, she would befriend and tell them about Naruto, saying he could help feel more comfortable.
Oh, yeah. That teacher over there, just go talk to him about your weird body thing, all right?
Yeah.
Just tell him in detail. If he's sweating, that means you're telling the truth.
Admittedly, yes, most of these students were female, but there was the occasional make who sought out his help.
Yes, a car would come up. It turns out I was a Chevy Camaro the entire time.
Welp.
Today, there would be another student to have a private lesson with the blonde teacher, a girl with pink skin and hair named Mina Ashido.
Hair? Really?
She had pink hair. I think that was the implication, is that she had hair that was also pink, because they didn't use a comma or a qualifier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess having pink hair would also have a pre-qualifier of having hair, period.
She's also, like, I would have gone with pink hair and little yellow antennae, but,
Oh, her! I like her!
No, she's cool. I like her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The acid user fidgeted slightly outside of the counselor ed office, not entirely due to the acid that she took, before giving a small knock, prompting a small reply of, "Come in!"
Things are weird.
That sounded really pathetic. From the teacher inside, Mina stepped inside and blushed a bit at the statue. Sorry, statue. Fuck me, I'm drinking.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
I don't
gulp,
have gulp, my gulp. Drink. I'll put it in reserve.
No gulping.
No gulping till later. Mina stepped inside and blushed a bit at the state of the office, seeing it lined with some diagrams of reproductive organs, pictures of nude models. What the hell kind of a counselor is this? Pictures of nude models?
We already know. Like, they've gone at length to be like, oh, he was the coolest and hottest, and also he was cool and hot.
And he was a pervert.
And his name was Naruto, and totally not Dragon X Slayer X99.
Yeah, really glad I never had like any screen names that were just like Naruto fucking based god or whatever from my younger days, because that shit's embarrassing.
Small X, big X, _ Sephiroth, underscore, yeah, like, something else.
The worst one I had was Cecil County Hick 85.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was never from and have never visited Cecil County.
I had a girlfriend after high school who had XX Lacuna Coil XX for like a Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Wow.
I know, right? Rough.
Now, are they actually screen names or are they viruses from LimeWire?
Well, that was a screen name. I never got any viruses from LimeWire because I was a person who never like downloaded things that were not what I was looking for.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got viruses, but I did get like gigabyte sized porn videos that were like a 30-second thing that said, in order to unlock this video container, go to this website and buy the unlocker tool.
Yeah, I've had those.
Did you just go into the EXE and rip out the...
It was an MPG or an AVI. And no, I just was lazy and deleted the file and found a different version.
Oh, that's fair too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
One of the benefits of me begging my family to get high-speed internet in high school, you know, filling up our entire 80-gig hard drive in a matter of hours.
That is the dream, but unfortunately, I did not have parents who had cable money.
Yeah, same.
We had to have satellite in that area, so I think the closest you could get was ADSL.
128 up, 128 down.
You're talking about ISDN, but...
Yeah, no, ADSL was like 500 at max.
I guess ADSL is a bit of a misnomer because all DSL that's consumer grade is asynchronous, so that's why a lot of things nowadays are going to be like your download is way bigger than your upload is because that stems from those days.
Oof, if you're 5 kilometers away from the ADSL exchange point, you get like...
Yeah, you get your attenuation...
Massive drops.
Yeah, your attenuation is terrible at that point.
That's awful.
And think about how countrified Sampson County, North Carolina is. So,
oh, no. That's terrible.
Where they advertise 58K speeds and you only get like 26.
But you're like, 56K? My God, that's incredible.
I know.
And I only need to also pay $30 a month to get a separate phone line so my mom doesn't pick up the phone and interrupt my download of Family Guy Season 1 Episode 4 .realmedia.
That's why you wait until everyone's gone to bed and do it.
On one of my old hard drives, I still have to have some of those old files. They were like 30 megabytes and you could only partially make out what they fucking look like.
All right, so Steve, can you just take this line that I'm about to say and bit crush the hell out of it to give our listeners kind of
I will layer 6 bit crushers of all different types on top of it.
All right, so here it goes.
Hey, Lois, I just got back from the place that's going to make this joke really funny. It seems today that all you see is violence, movies, and sex on TV. Beware of those good old fishing values on which we used to rely. Lucky there's a Family Guy, etc. All right, thank you.
Laugh and cry.
Val, can you say he's a family guy?
Go home
he's
and be
a family guy.
Go home and be a family guy like Ken does in Street Fighter.
It's Kyle. My head.
Why?
Because that's all wrong.
No, it's perfectly accurate. Go back and look at your copy of Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition for the Genesis, and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to the story. Pictures of nude models, not Peter Griffin, and a display case of various counselor toys. Come on in, Mina. Don't be shy. I don't bite unless you're into that kind of thing.
Believe it.
Naruto asks.
Holy crap, Lois, believe it.
Okay, you can give Naruto Peter Griffin's voice, please. Naruto asked as he sat behind his desk while signing some paperwork for his class. Nervously, the pink-skinned heroine in training stepped in and stood in front of the desk. Naruto finished what it was he was writing and looked up at her as he said, "So, what can I help you with, Miss Ishido? Himiko was kind enough to inform me that you would be visiting today." Wow, that sounds really bad.
Are you going through puberty?
That was me trying to sound like a female. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You did a fine enough job.
The thing is... Mina tried to answer, but her voice seemed to get caught inside of her throat as she tried to explain herself.
That's why I was saying it's fine.
Beautiful. From her perspective, it felt like her heart was pounding inside of her chest like a drum. Hey!
Let's go!
Let you go! Hey!
Let's have a night!
Hey!
Let's find the guy!
Lucky there's a family guy!
I really, really like you, and I want to go out with you!
I bet you do, my pet.
She finally shouted and then pulled out a letter of confession from seemingly nowhere, presenting it to the teacher with a dark crimson blush on her cheeks. David, you're up.
This letter is awfully moist. Gently, Naruto took the letter and read it, then smiled warmly at her before saying, "Well, I'm flattered, Mina-chan. Do you remember that I am a teacher and that you are a student, right? If we were caught, or if we were to get caught together, it would lead to some serious repercussions for us." Naruto leaned back and crossed his arms over his broad chest.
So?
Studio?
That doesn't stop you from sleeping with female students right and left. You get more ass than a toilet seat for Kami's sake.
Oh, for DBZ is in this now too? Mina argued, feeling a little hurt that he was turning her down.
And where did you hear that at, Mina-chan?
He asked with a raised eyebrow, already taking a guess at how she heard. And it was likely one of two sources.
Our assistant Himiko told me. She also said that you're some kind of crazy good counselor god from the way she tells it. She was trying to make me jealous, I think, when I told her about my feelings for you.
Mina explained, making the blonde click his tongue slightly since it seemed that Himiko was spreading certain facts about him. With a sigh, he stood up and walked over to the office door and placed a sign that read, "Study session in progress. Do not disturb," on the outside and locked the door with a loud click that made Mina jump slightly.
"As I said, Mina-chan, we would only be in trouble if we were caught,"
he answered with a little more emphasis.
Yes.
Excuse me one second. I'm going to grab a water.
I have also grabbed a beverage.
Have a beverage now.
Hey, it's Peter.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Pachuco.
A look of realization crossed Mina's face, followed by a bright smile appearing in place as she began bouncing happily on the balls of her feet.
Oh, a taboo student/teacher relationship. Sounds kinky.
And illegal.
Oh,
she spoke excitedly.
Let me emphasize the fact that I do not get more ass than a toilet seat, as you so bluntly stated. So far, the only young women I have slept with are Himiko and Midnight. Himiko has a habit of exaggerating certain facts, said Naruto as he walked up behind her and placed his hands on her shoulders. You will be the first girl I have ever officially dated. Wait, he whispered that.
You will be the first girl I have ever officially dated, whispered Naruto in her ear. Mina-chan. Mina turned her head to face him, excitedly saying,
Then does that mean...
She was cut off as Naruto's lips captured hers, his tongue licking over her soft but plump lips.
Blah, blah, blah,
know,
blah, blah,
her
blah,
lips
blah.
Are just like a line, so no?
Meh.
It let his tongue entangle and capture hers. The flavor of ramen was on his tongue, and on hers it tasted like cherries and cinnamon buns. For over a minute, their tongue were entwined and fought for dominance until they, at last, needed to separate for air. A thin strand of saliva stretched between them before breaking as Mina said,
Naruto-kun, that was amazing.
Naruto grinned as he moved around in front of her and pulled her out of the seat, letting the pink-skinned girl crash against his chest.
Kapow!
His hand traveled down the small of her back. And then he groped her ass cheeks, the whiskered teacher admiring the softness of her thick with two C's butt. Mina gasped, her blush darkening as she let the blonde teacher squeeze her butt cheeks. She looked up into his face as he captured her lips with his again. She ran her hands around his neck and pulled him deeper into the kiss.
She then choked him.
Yeah, right. She's trying to do like a Undertaker Gates of Hell, but is failing miserably at it.
Someone draw a fan art of the Undertaker giving Peter Griffin the Gates of Hell. Thank you.
Thick butt. She looked up into his face, captured lips again. She ran her hands around his neck and pulled him deeper into the kiss as he slid his hands down under her skirt and started massaging her bare cheeks. Breaking the kiss, he said, "Naughty, naughty, Mina-chan." "Not wearing any panties, are we? Where were you planning on trying to seduce me if I turn down your confession?" At his question, the pink-skinned girl let out a small giggle.
"Maybe. Plus, I'm pretty thick, two C's, so my panties tend to bunch up in my ass, and it gets super uncomfy,"
she replied in an honest tone, and then she rubbed her chest against his and asked him,
"You like thick girls, Sensei?"
Mina-chan.
Sure. Next up is Val.
"Okay. Does this answer the question, my dear?" Naruto asked as he slapped her cheeks, leaving a red palm print on them. I can't do voices.
No, just try. I want to hear it.
Well, David did a pretty passable one, but if you're not able to do it, it's
passable?
Okay. Yes. It was very
Excuse you, sir. That was far more than passable.
Okay, Dave, what do you want me to do? Suck your dick?
No. I mean, maybe. Just kidding, unless.
What if?
5-star man. I'll suck your dick for 5 stars.
Please be sure to rate and review. All right, Bill, go ahead.
"Now then, does the naughty student want to be punished for trying to seduce her teacher?"
"No, what a good lady, you idiot."
Yes, Sensei.
Ugh. She answered sweetly and then cupped a growing bulge in his pants with her soft hand, her free hand unbuttoning the blouse of her student uniform. Naruto pulled his hands out of her skirt and pulled her blouse open to reveal that she was also wearing no bra either.
They just wholesale stole this plot from episode 2 of Golden Boy.
Sure. Allowing her portly... I'm not sure I like that word.
Portly?
Portly breasts to bounce free.
Yeah, I don't think it's sexy to consider a breast portly.
No. Mm. Perky, yes. Portly...
Perky...
I think full is a good one.
Full.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like classic good.
Yeah.
Bountiful.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
I like bountiful, but that's only because I use like $20 words.
Pointing to 2 o'clock if you're flying an aircraft.
20 minutes as the crow flies. Don't describe someone's breast that way.
Wow.
I don't know if you should ever use the word crow in the description of the breast, period.
Yeah, maybe not a good idea.
He slid the blouse off and let it fall to the floor, leaving her only in her uniform socks, skirt, and shoes, saying, "Now there's a sight I have dreamed of seeing." "You have no idea how many times I have masturbated to the thought of your lovely, luscious, soft pink skin under my fingers." That is... ugh.
That's not something you say to a student.
No.
Right off the bat.
This is like a case of HR.
Not just HR, but like, we're getting into child services.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's like a no-go.
When we get far enough in this for one rotation, I found another story for us to read, which has the tags... "The author regrets nothing. Sorry, Mom. Your daughter writes smut now."
Okay, then.
I'm fine with that. As he picked up her up and sat her on his desk, spreading her slender legs could give himself a clear view of dark pink snatch that was now glistening with her juices.
So, does that mean it's an acid vagina?
Yes.
Only if she wishes so.
Oh, well, that's disturbing and possibly very painful, but you know what? I'm not going to judge if that's what Naruto is into.
Don't yuck Daryam.
I'm not going to. If he eats her out, can it even be called his yum if the acid dissolves his tongue? These questions and more are answered on today's Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Mina blushed again at the thought of Naruto stroking himself at the thought of her. Wow, author. That was very thoughtful.
Yeah. Mm.
Then eeped as he unzipped his pants and allowed them to drop to the floor with his boxers, exposing a 10-inch monster of a penis. It just went roar
Boing.
I don't want to imagine Peter Griffin with a 10-inch dick.
Well, don't worry, because canonically speaking, Chris has one and he does not, so...
Yeah.
Oh, right! I remember that episode. Probably the last one I ever watched.
Oh.
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 Holy crap! Holy crap, what kind of pills do you take?
The right stuff.
She asked as she admired his manhood a bit and wondered how it would feel inside of her. Pills for what?
Pills here.
Naruto asked in feigned ignorance as he groped one of her large breasts in one hand and teasingly fingered her moist pussy in the other.
This piece is all natural, he boasted.
I mean, it might not be because he has ninja magic. Like, he's been known for his illusion stuff. The sexy no jutsu exists for a reason.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he turns into a hot lady and a bunch of hot ladies.
Oh.
Well, unless his penis is actually Bob the Beast Sap.
Right, that's a different story, though.
Yeah.
That's a different hentai altogether.
I mean, this story isn't.
What hentai is it, then? I must know.
It's the hentai that I've talked about previously on the show, where at the end of the story, the guy gets so much tail that he becomes Bob the Beast Sap.
Do you remember the name?
No, it's like some sort of weird, unpronounceable name.
Okay.
His penis was actually Bob the Beast Sap, not the penis of Bob the Beast Sap.
He turns into Bob the Beast Sap, so...
Yeah, no,
and
I'm
like,
saying...
They set it up in issue one, too, because his mom is, like, prayed in front of a picture of her husband, his father. And she's like, husband, it's been so long since you've been dead, but I accidentally broke your picture, so right now I have a picture of Bob the Beast Sap.
Wow.
Which, admittedly, pretty funny for a porno, so...
Yeah.
Sean found the panel, by the way.
Yeah.
This is definitely not from a hentai comic?
No, this is absolutely from a hentai comic.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Great.
Like I said, Bob the Beast Sap. And like they name drop him too, so it's not like you have to try to figure out who that guy is. No, they name drop him.
This is the best thing ever.
Anyways, in this comic, some dude gets his dick ripped off and then a bunch of girls tease him for it.
This is an actual thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like it gets ripped off and it's bloody and scary. It disconnects via USB or some shit like that. His mom's actually a witch, and she's trying to make him more powerful, so she gets these three bully girls to, like, bully this dude, and they disconnect his dick for some reason.
Okay, now I need to actually know the name of this so I can fucking read it.
Pretty sure I have it on my hard drive somewhere.
Okay, please keep going, Val.
Okay. Oh, this beast is all natural, he boasted, causing her to start drooling at the thought of that monstrosity inside her.
It's nice that he's modest.
Uh-huh. He kneeled and placed his head up a skirt, sniffing and licking her sweet and delicious pushy?
Yeah. Pushy?
Pussy.
Yes, pushy.
Pussy.
You smell lovely down here and taste heavenly, he said as he traced the inside of her moist cavern.
Ugh. With the tip of his tongue before letting it dart deep into her womanhood.
Ah, that's why I was kicked out of Carl's bad caverns, because I kept licking the walls. Moist cavern.
Moist cavern. Ugh. The hair in training. Twaining? Yes, training. Quivered as his ministrations as she moaned in delight.
Ah.
Sensei, that feels so good!
Yeah.
Her fingers gripped the size of the desk tightly as her hips bucked a
oh,
bit.
Oh no, Mitch McConnell, how did you get in here?
No.
Sweat starting to soak her body a bit.
Sensei? I want you to fuck my juicy ass raw with your dick.
Why is her ass juicy?
I like how also all girls sound like a Teen Girl Squad character.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
We've adopted a very MXC outlook on how females sound.
Right you are, Kenny.
Right you are, Ken.
At that moment, Naruto nipped her clitoris. Ow! Causing her to moan as she clitoris. Came all over his face.
Ew.
Oh, so she's a squirter. I guess it makes sense.
Make me wet.
Oh, no. The next three paragraphs have been edited for content. Suffice it to say, it's just like the ending of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Close your eyes, Marin.
What?
Just do it.
He pulled his head out and backed away as she slid off his desk and turned around so that her thick, with two C's, pink cheeks teased his eyes from under her skirt. She leaned forward over his desk, allowing her large breast to squish against it, and braced herself with her rear shaking in the air. A round ass bouncing slightly and making small sounds of flesh smacking together. So her ass is clapping.
Colonel, I'm trying to sneak around, but I'm dummy thick in the clapping of my ass cheeks.
It's alerting all the guards.
I love it.
And David Hayter is the kind of person who would, like, take himself not so seriously that he would do the line as Snake.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Naruto. Yes. Naruto raised his hand and slapped a large round ass, again, making the warm and pink flesh jiggle slightly. A low groan of pleasure. Coming from her.
This is the moose. They're mating again.
Which grew louder when he spanked her again. Her ass starting to turn a dark cherry red color. Oh, okay.
Stop teasing me, Sensei! I want you to fuck my hot and juicy ass!
What was a juicy ass?
This is exactly how Val calls me into bed for sexy time in real life.
I want you to fuck me in my juicy ass?
Yeah, but you have to do it in the voice that she did.
That was implicit. I'm trying to save my vocal cords for my next reading, so, you know.
Fair enough.
Good on you, Val. Way to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get a man going, no problem. Motherfucking truck.
An evil grin crossed his face as he merely prodded the entrance to her ass while he activated his quirk.
He doesn't have a quirk. He's a ninja. He studied taijutsu.
I know.
Gesundheit.
Nine orangish crimson tails form behind him, and he used one to reach over to the display case full of consular toys. It looped around a blindfold while another grabbed a ball gag and brought them over where he was teasing Mina, making her whine as he kept a tight grip on her hips to keep her in place, one of his tails coiling around her waist while the others began to ensnare her limbs. So, they're prehensile?
Yes. That is established. He can do that, so...
That's weird.
It's a nine-tailed fox thing.
Oh, okay,
yeah, he's
okay.
Usually like this giant, demonic nine-tailed fox.
Right.
You wanna feel real good as I fuck your tight ass?
Yeah, I guess.
She shivered from the sensation of his breath in her ear as she nodded hesitantly. With that, he placed the blindfold over her eyes, cutting off her vision, and then placed the ball gag into her mouth, the clasp making a small click sound.
Am I the only one who thinks that the BDSM stuff does not come out on the first date?
Yeah.
If part of the match is because you're into it?
Yes. Okay, yeah. That is the exception. You're right.
Like, if you go to a BDSM club, yes, but not just show up.
Don't spring that on somebody, you know?
No.
Yeah, you're supposed to have, like, a safe word.
Right. It's got to be something that you say. It's like, hey, I am, you know, I'm into being, you know, tied up and restrained. I don't know how you feel about that.
I feel great about it. Let's go.
Yeah.
I feel good about it, Lois. Let's go.
The safe word has been in. I love you.
That scene is really actually kind of funny because they're just talking about normal shit as they do it.
Yeah.
When Val and I are like getting ready for sex, we can talk about normal shit. It's not like we have to have that like faux sexy time talk or anything. It's like when you're a grown ass adult and you're with somebody for multiple years, you develop that kind of rapport.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta find out where you left the sheet with the hole in it.
By the way, don't forget, we're making chicken biryani tomorrow. Anyways, spread it and let me start rubbing.
The chicken or...
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta rub it, like, if you wanna...
Yeah.
Like, season it.
Oh, like a dry rub. Okay, yeah.
To quote late 80s dance track, you gotta lick it before we kick it. You gotta get soft and wet so we can kick it.
Yep.
If I cannot be with you, maybe I could have a taste. Put your arms around me, girl, and your kisses on my face.
Boom, boom, whatever you say, hey-o.
Way-o.
Way, boom, boom, whatever you say, hey. Ba, 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 ba.
Samba.
Ba, da, ba, da, 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 da.
Reavers.
Pussy, pussy, kick it, tangy, tangy, lick it, lick it.
Yep.
90s was a weird fucking time for lyrics, man.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the 90s anime, club dances just hit different, you know?
For New Year's Eve, we're going to do a marathon of that fucking bootleg you mentioned.
Okay. It's an hour long, and there's an AMV attached to it, so we could absolutely...
Awesome, so that's our power hour leading up to the new year.
Like, we start it at 10:59, and then we're good.
Yeah, perfect. All right, Val, finish your last two lines.
I did.
She did.
Okay, great. Sean, you're up.
You know, Mina, that if you're captured by the enemy, they may try to take advantage of your status as a woman. If you can resist coming, I'll give you a reward.
Woof.
Yeah. If you come, then you'll have to have more private lessons with me.
Oh, no, I hate that. Anyway, Peter Griffin, put your balls on my chin.
He spoke into her ear as his hands groped her soft flesh. One of his tails now squeezing her large breasts as if trying to milk them. Mina whined around the ball gag as Naruto tortured her by slowly sliding his thick, swole, vein-covered shaft into her tightening ass.
Veins.
Can those veins explode spontaneously, or is it just threatening to?
Maybe.
Meh.
I guess maybe if like a BB gets caught in the blood vessel.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Once he was fully inside, he pulled back out till the head was just inside, then slammed back into her.
So he was going peekaboo.
Yeah. His ball sack slapping her against her cheeks as began pissing in and out of her. The sounds of flesh smacking against flesh could be heard as Mina was receiving her hard ass pounding.
I hear flesh smacking against flesh, and I think it's a Castlevania boss of some sort.
Yeah, the one where it's like a ball of people.
Oh, Legion?
Yeah, Legion. It's fucking Legion, man.
Each thrust causing stars to appear in her obscured vision. As he pounded away at her ass, he reached around and started groping her breasts as his tails coiled around them tighter, the tips of his tails teasing her nipples. All the while, her pussy was leaking juices like a waterfall as they spilled down her plump thighs.
Ma'am, it appears that you're leaking. Let me go get the Gorilla Glue.
No, you get the whatchamacallit.
The bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Mina-chan. If you can't handle this much, you'll end up breaking in no time. I guess you need many more lessons.
No!
Don't worry. I always take good care of my girls.
I bet you do, you fucking weirdo.
Wait, I thought you've only, like, dated... You know what? Never fucking mind.
With that, he pulled her back against him so that her drenched pussy was on view for the whole world to see.
Oh, look, it's on the Bigatron!
Woo!
Bottom of the eighth at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, it's the kiss camera.
Jimmy, get it off the camera. Those are the wrong lips for the kiss camera. Wrong lips.
These jaw hockey bags, number 69, Mina and her pussy juice.
If she moons while the pitch is thrown and the ball goes inside of her, is that still a walk?
Yeah. It's like section 8-3 of the rule book.
Well, clearly she overdid it with the seventh inning stretch.
Right.
I don't know. Like, it didn't seem like there was that much stretching involved.
Give it some time. It will.
Okay.
When the wave hits her section in the stands, you just hear the biggest smushing noise as she gets up and gets down. Ew.
That would be ew.
It's an actual wave in her pants.
No, Mina. I said you're on deck.
Oh,
embarrassing.
Mina's back arched as he began thrusting upwards into her ass, her muffled screams and moans only encouraging him to move harder.
The way that's phrased, it sounded like she was screaming out of her ass.
You don't?
No, I do not, Dave. I have a lot of other issues with my ass, but I don't scream out of it.
I was going to say, it's quite freeing if you do.
That's called a fart.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying that's not what it is. But there is a different technique, all right?
Yes.
Is there a way to process sound where I can make a fart sound like death metal vocals? This is my challenge over the next month.
You're going to have to go through a lot of canned air. Finally, with a long, drawn-out moan, Mina sprayed her lewd, tasty cunt juices all over his desk.
Lewd and tasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unable to endure the pleasure anymore. Tisk tisk. Seems you will need my extra lessons after all.
Oh my god, how many times are you going to say that?
By the end of this, she's $175,000 deep in student debt.
I mean, UA is probably expensive to go to. It's considered by many to be the best school in the world for teaching heroes.
Yes, but she specifically got billed out the ass for the, quote, counselor services.
Literally.
I'm not saying that she's not. I'm just saying that, like, spared no expense kind of thing, you know?
By the end of it, not only did Naruto hit it and quit it, but he also hit it, billed it, and quit it.
You're just mad he can.
I am a little mad. That's a very good business model if you have no morals.
Right, and clearly Naruto doesn't. He's sleeping with his students.
This is a show for kids.
Right, you know, children.
So, why do counselors also give class?
They get two paychecks that way?
I guess.
Naruto muttered in a tone of fake disappointment. With one last grunt, he emptied the contents of his balls inside of her, filling her ass with his hot seed, period. With a satisfied moan, he pulled out of her ass while some of his essence spilled from her hole. The whiskered teacher then tapped his chin a few times and decided that he may call midnight to help teach poor Mina some discipline.
Only once and you're tuckered out? You're seriously lacking in stamina. Not to worry, midnight will help whip you back into shape.
If you were that low on stamina, couldn't you ask the DM for a reroll?
You could. May DMs have mercy on your soul.
The whiskered teacher spoke with a grin and then began to dial Midnight's phone number.
Doot, 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 doot.
Ring. Ring.
You're terrible.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do.
I'm not going to do it.
Yet.
Yeah. As he waited for Midnight to pick up, he made the blindfolded Mina kneel on the floor as a tail removed the ball from the gag, allowing her to catch her breath for a moment. Then he placed the head of his cock on her lips and commanded, "Lick!"
Woof.
That was in her butt. No, don't.
Yeah,
don't go ask him out.
Again, unless they've approved it ahead of time.
Yeah, but they haven't.
And also, like, cleaned out.
But again, also not yucking somebody's yum.
Sometimes it's okay in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. No thank you, Clerks 2. On command, she obeyed and started to drag her moist tongue along his shaft, getting a good taste of his leftover semen, mixed with the tardy flavor of her ass groaned slightly as Midnight's answering machine picked up.
Tart?
Yeah.
Tardy?
Huh, must still be in class, Naruto muttered as he looked on at Mina dragging her tongue over his rough, beefy cock.
What kind of beef?
Tenderloin.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with top round.
Heh.
Certainly not a sirloin.
No. I mean, it would be more of a sausage, but that's like a mix.
Yeah, that's more like you get that from Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's basically like neck meat. Shrugging, he decided to take it easy on his first official girlfriend and undid the rest of the gag.
Now tell.
Woof.
What do you want me to do? You want me to fully claim you as my girl?
I'll go get the brand out. It's been heating the whole time.
Oh, jeez.
Nexium, no.
Oh, I forgot Nexium was the thing.
Yeah. Mina nodded without any signs of hesitation as she rubbed her soft cheek against his dick. Her hands groping.
Yeah.
Oh, they want to say it's grabbing instead. Her hands groping his balls as she greedily licked at his shaft, her eyes hazy with lust.
Then say it. Beg for my cock and your tight, slutty pussy, he ordered.
Dave, can you please deliver that line as Peter Griffin?
Then say it. Beg for my tight... Wait.
Beg for my cock in your tight, slutty pussy.
Beg for my cock in your tight, slutty pussy.
Thank you.
Meow.
Beg for my tight cock because they had to take a skin graft from it at some point in the past.
He ordered as he backed away.
Beep. With a beep. Beep.
With Ring. A whim, she dug.
With You're a terrible. Whim,
she dug her fingers into her pussy and spread her lips a bit as she begged,
"Please, Naruto-sama, Stick your huge cock in my slutty pussy. Ram it into my thick with two C's body and make me your girl. Claim me.
Yes, it will please me.
Make me unfit for anyone besides you.
Well, that's taking it a little far.
That's more like a slave and master.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going to be at in 6 months.
Yeah. that's a no-go.
All right. We're switching over to a different My Hero Academia fic because, again, I want to do something nice for Dave because he totally didn't get me something in recent weeks that was not something I didn't really want and didn't arrive.
Oh, I get it now. You want to do something mean to me because I didn't do that. That's messed up, man.
Next up is I'm Just a Horny Little Lovesick Mess by, I love this name, Mouth Soup.
Oh,
who's the star?
This is Alternate Universe No Powers, Asui Tsuyu, and Araka Ochaka.
Oh, good. It's No Powers with the one person who should have tongue powers. Great. I'm super on board for this. Thanks, Steve. What a present.
Summary, mean Ochako huffs. There's no bite to her words. Tsuyu tuts at her girlfriend and presses a kiss to her cheek with a wet smack. You love me, she teases. She runs her fingers through Ochako's hair, meeting her starry eyes with a lazy, love-drunk smile. I'm gonna eat you now, okay, honey?
Arr!
Eat you out now.
Oh, right, I'm gonna eat you out now.
Don't forget the word out.
Sorry, my bad. I'm gonna eat you out now.
How dare you?
That's a whole different type of fanfiction we would read.
I'll go first. Tsuyu considers herself lucky. She's 22 years old, out of school, and working in a tattoo parlor she co-owns with friends, living in a modest high-rise apartment downtown with the love of her life.
She wouldn't be a tattoo artist, though.
All right, what is your ideal headcanon, Dave? If I were to say we're reading My Hero Academia fanfiction, what would you expect from a story that would please you?
Well, one, you leave Froppy alone. She is a sweet, innocent cinnamon bun who only gets good things that go to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second, something that makes both Bakugo and Mineta look like assholes. That would be preferable. That'd be pretty nice.
Okay, what kind of sexual pairing do you want?
Ida and Ochaku, because that's basically me and Judy.
Okay. And aged up, of course, right?
Oh, obviously, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Just wanted to establish that on record.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ochako is a sweet, innocent cinnamon bun who only deserves nice things. Don't give me ear jacking that idiot, because he's an idiot, and she deserves better, too. Don't give me Momo and anybody, because Momo is a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. If you pair Froppy with anybody, give her Momo, because they deserve nice things.
Yes.
Make Mineta get out of this weird pervy thing he's got going, or have him date a super freak that outfreaks him. That's comedy gold right there, all right?
Yeah.
Just to be like, she wore me out. I don't know what she wants from me. She's like, Mineta, it's time for your dick flattening.
Oh.
Now, do you just want, like, straight, missionary, normal, hetero sex out of this? Or do you want to get a little freaky?
I don't
know.
Like, you can make Todoroki gay if you want. I don't care. It's like, it's what...
How kinky do you want to get with this?
I don't know. Fucking 1X... Two X's, maybe?
Okay.
Nothing fluid-based. Unless Mina is in there, because that's like her whole shtick, so.
Okay. Good to know. I will reference back to this when I inevitably ghostwrite something that is the inverse of what you want.
Yeah, I know. And then you're going to be like, hey, David, I got a great present for you. It's your birthday and all. I know nobody's gotten you anything because everybody forgot, but here's a present. And I'm like, you asshole.
We wouldn't forget Judy's birthday.
I know.
We like Judy.
That's why I said mine specifically.
That's why I said we wouldn't forget Judy's birthday.
I know. Jackass.
Back to the story. She is lucky in every way that she could ever hope to be, but perhaps the greatest stroke of luck in her life was meeting Ochako Uraraka?
Yeah, Uraraka.
Uraraka. At the awkward age of 15, falling in love with her happened slowly, steady, in pieces.
There's your backstory.
It took time for their love to ripen.
Like a banana.
Like a McDonald's McDouble in the sun.
Or a juicy ass.
Or like an avocado. Ripen, ripe to ripe.
There's a phrase from Bulletstorm that has stuck with me. And I know there's really not a lot that anybody could say that, you know, could stick with them from that game.
Yeah, that sticks with you from Bulletstorm. It's kind of almost an oxymoron.
But there's one line that the female protag eventually gives, which is, "You two smell like sun-baked assholes."
That's not that different from anything I heard in the military.
But the thing is, to me, sun-baked assholes would be, like, dry and not really reeking of anything because any offending liquids have been evaporated away.
Well, that's the other side of it, is, like, one of the very popular insults was, like, "You look like a bag of smashed assholes. How does that even work?"
Right. The assholes smashed together just look like sausage meat.
If it's just the hole, then there's nothing there, because that's what a hole is. It's an absence of material.
Okay, well, the hole would be, like, to the edges of where the orifice opens.
You're talking about the crinkle.
I can never have crinkle-cut french fries again, Dave. Thank you very much!
You're welcome. Stadium fries die here.
Is this what I get for ruining My Hero Academia for you?
Yes. You have to live with this, Steve. This is what you've wrought. Happy Hentimus.
Happy Hentimus, you bag of smashed assholes.
Exactly. Please continue.
Falling in love, it took time for their love to ripen, for their feelings to sink and slide together.
Whee!
Tsuyu never noticed it happening. Didn't even consider the possibility until 20 years old at a shitty house party at Kaminari's. That tracks.
Yeah, Kaminari is kind of... Okay, he sucks. He's the idiot I was talking about earlier.
That's why I said he would be the one throwing a shitty house party.
Yeah, but, like, why would anyone go to it? I mean, I guess people do like him, so...
It's a reliable source of not natty light.
Yeah, or, like, the really, really crappy Asahi that they have in Japan.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, fruity drinks.
Hey, wait. Why would you bag on fruity drinks? I like fruity drinks.
No, I'm not. That's why people are going.
Yeah.
Oh, like he's a really good bartender or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. He seems like the kind of person that would like fruity drinks and would therefore provide fruity drinks.
Yes.
Fair.
Not only do we not kink shame.
I will drink shame the hell out of somebody, all right? I don't care.
Why would you drink
if shame? If you come at me with, beer is good, and then your drink of choice is like a real shit beer, like not even a respectable, like, hipster beer, I'm going to be like, no, you have bad taste in things. If you come at me with Pabst Blue Ribbon.
David, beer is good.
Have a shot of whiskey. It's more effective.
Fruity mixed drinks are also good.
Yeah, I know. I love them.
That's fine. So shitty beer can also be good to somebody.
To whom?
To whomever, Dave.
People with bad taste.
Everybody here has the good taste of good beer. Everybody
That's
here.
That's not true. That is not true.
Who does not? Who's ready for a Bannon?
That would be me, and you can't ban me.
All right, you're no longer on the show. It's my show. We're not talking about drinks. My Hero Academia drink today. We're talking about the Kaminari. This electrifying shot is going to be delicious, yo.
It has a hint of lemon.
Okay, can I continue now?
Yeah, I'm done with my tirade. But you know what? We should think up drinks. That shit's fire, yo.
Yeah, we can do that. We can absolutely do that. Also, while I may not have enjoyed partaking in PBR or Natty Light or Natty Bow.
Or Wildcat.
I don't even know what that is.
Popper's Wild Ice.
Don't.
I was not okay with Popper's Wild Ice. I don't like drinking metal.
I don't either.
Although that sounds like a great thing to pitch for a metal show.
Popper's Wild Ice is like drinking metal. But then they drink it like, this just tastes like metal. Like, not the concept, but like the metal.
It's because we use blood.
I know, isn't it so metal? Well, I found the one voice I can do, and it's the frigging metal voice.
I'm almost Nathan Explosion. Nathan Firecracker.
Nathan Indoor Snake. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's harsh.
But no, what was I trying to say? Right, the beers that I like. I do not mind Miller Lite.
Ugh.
I don't mind it.
Ugh.
Snackrilege.
I'm not going to evangelize it, but I also think that you're not going to evangelize a mojito.
I would. I'll go to bat for that minty tequila treat.
Okay, I'm going back to reading now. With what little pride I have left.
Yeah, take your pride, duck.
Quack.
Quack. just a little bit buzzed on a buzzed on a screwdriver and some weed. If I had read 9 more words,
we would have been the entire conversation.
Yeah, but that's not us.
Yeah, Val's right. That's not us. That's not how we roll.
No.
Okay, I actually like how they wrote this next line, where she found herself nuzzling in between Ochako's legs on the bathroom counter.
Nice. That's a hell of a move to put on somebody.
Yeah.
It's bold and shows confidence.
So yeah, it took some time, some fumbles and trips, and a couple of exceptionally awkward conversations, but gods, was it worth it. To Tsuyu, Ochako is bubblegum sweet and pussy willow soft. I've never heard that expression before in my life.
Yeah, I'm going to call that weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds pleasant enough, but I also... Oh, I know. Okay, I know what a pussy willow is now. Never mind. I was thinking a different thing.
So what is it? I know, but like, what if somebody else doesn't know?
What were you thinking?
So I was confusing cattails with cat of nine tails.
Oh, that is two different subjects entirely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting one grows down by the riverside.
River, one tortured our Lord and Savior. So, you know.
Her hair smells like coconut and aloe, and her skin like cherries. And sometimes Tsuyu isn't so sure why Ochako picked her, but then Ochako is looking at her and smiling, and everything else melts.
Because she's like a Pokemon.
Yep. And tonight, she's covered in body glitter, her cheeks rosy with blush and the warmth of the summer heat, giggling as she stumbles out of her booty shorts and her crop top.
Damn. Go, Ochako.
Yeah, right? She throws herself backwards onto her there bed, her body melting, there's another melt, like butter into the duvet. Don't put butter in your duvet. It will make the duvet gross and is difficult to remove.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Her expression is serene. So somebody Photoshop Ochako's face onto a stick of butter that's melting. Please. Her expression is serene and giddy, and Tsuyu's drawn to her like a magnet. They've been glued at the hip all night long. That's awkward. Hands wandering and lips grazing over bare skin, and Tsuyu can't get between Ochako's thighs fast enough. She's already wet, her cunt shining with one of those cool anime sun gleams. Her cunt shining with slick when she clumsily shucks off her panties. Tsuyu nuzzles her inner thigh, grazes her teeth over flushed skin, and there's glitter on her lips and in her mouth now. But she doesn't care. Ochako's sighing, the ghost of a giggle on her breath, and her fingers are tangled in the bed sheets, hips canting into the empty air. This is very well written for porn without plot.
Yeah.
I really like it. By the way, Val, can you confirm or deny, does glitter in a vagina feel like, does it have the same effect as sand?
I don't know, because I never had glitter down there, but it's probably not that much of an irritant. It is certainly a pain in the butt to clean off. Just like how it's a pain in the butt to clean off everything.
It gets everywhere.
I've been pissing glitter for a week. Send help.
You don't piss from your vagina.
Oh, like what Cranky Pants said, glitter is the herpes of the craft world.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Not to call you out, but I think that's a Dimitri Martin joke.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Anyways, Tsuyu loves when she gets like this. Just this side of loose, airy and floating from the weed, so receptive to any inkling of pleasure. Just the cool air of their apartment on her swollen clit is enough to have her humming.
Are they at like a commercial break or?
Yes.
No, she hacked her vibrator to do music, and Spanish Flea is one of her favorites.
Rocking gently, searching for Tsuyu's mouth, tongue, fingers, anything. And fuck, Tsuyu wants to taste. But she looks up and Ochako's eyes aren't even open. And she's still wearing her bralette? Bralette?
Bralette, like it's a mini bra.
Oh, okay. And she is smiling so wide. So Tsuyu crawls her way up Ochako's body, kissing the little pouch of her tummy, the skin just above her pierced belly button. Right between her breasts, she works her way up her collar, her throat, her head, the pillow, up the wall, onto the ceiling.
Alouette!
Out the window, and away she goes! Oh, I have a message. God damn it, Dave. Throat, her jaw, and listens to the way her breathing hitches and twines with little hums and whimpers. Finally, Suyu presses her mouth to Ochako's. She works her lips open, dips her tongue in, and licks over the roof of her mouth slowly. I'm sorry, mouth to Ochako. No, yeah, that's... Oh, mouth and mouth are sequentially on my page. God damn, hold on. Dips her tongue in and licks over the roof of her mouth slowly. She revels in the way Ochako whines at that, her hips twitching and her hands finding purchase on Suyu's face. And then, perhaps a bit cruelly, Suyu pinches Ochako's nipple through the lace of her bra. It makes her squeak into their kiss, and Suyu can't help but smile. She pulls away then, staring down at Ochako's flushed face. Mean, Ochako huffs. There's no bite to her words. Suyu tuts at her girlfriend and presses a kiss to her cheek with a wet smack. No. You gotta sound more Canadian, Dave.
Oh, Mouai.
Mouai?
What the hell was that?
It was more Canadian.
Oh, he just added the A. Okay.
Yeah. You love me, she teases. She runs her fingers through Ochako's hair, meeting her starry eyes with a lazy, love-drunk smile. I'm gonna eat you out now, okay, honey? David, you're up.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Creamers.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Those were creamers. Yes, please, Ochako whispers, her eyes already sliding shut, hands smoothing down Suyu's neck to press encouraging on her shoulders. And that's really all it takes. Suyu isn't usually the teasing type, especially not when she has her girl spread out for her like this, all melty and precious and willing to accept any pleasure offered to her. God, the lack of capitalization is really getting at me on here.
Yeah, that's like the only real downside to the story.
She works her way back down Ochako's body.
Oh, yeah.
Settling between her thighs and letting her hands rest on her hips, Suyu leans in, and just her breath on Ochako's folds has her twitching. Suyu can't help her amused smirk. She loves Ochako, sensitive, squirming, and dripping. Chest heaving with trembling breaths, she loves pushing her just enough to make her whine, but never quite enough to make her cry.
Just relax,
Suyu murmurs, and then she's pressing forward and burying her face in Ochako's pussy. The noises she makes are heavenly, tiny, aborted gasps and shivering moans, her fingers reaching down to thread through Suyu's hair as she flicks her tongue back and forth over Ochako's clit.
Back and forth, bleh, back leh, and leh, forth. Leh, leh.
Listening to her is almost as blissful as feeling her legs shake around Suyu's ears. Her hips pushing up against Suyu's mouth and seeking more. You know, someone's out the door of the bathroom and they've really got to go. That poor bastard or whoever.
Just imagine it's one of the guys you don't like.
Yeah, it's just Kaminari. It's like, I had too many fruity drinks.
They're back home now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I must have blacked out on that one. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I had too many fruity drinks. Suyu doesn't withhold anything. She looks from her clit down to her sopping hole, pushing her tongue gently past the ring of muscle to taste more. She tastes heady, human, sour, a little bitter, warm, but the taste isn't what matters to Suyu so much as the knowledge that it's Ochako. And she could get drunk off that feeling, her tongue fucking into Ochako's pussy as those walls twitch and flutter around her. It's not quite enough to get her there, but it's enough to have her lying boneless.
Like veal.
Yeah, exactly. Barely moving save for her grinding against Suyu's mouth and fingers carting through her hair. Suyu would lie here and eat Ochako out for hours if she asked. Has done so once or twice.
David, I'm asking you.
No?
Can you?
What?
Do that thing that you were just saying for hours. I came back halfway through the sentence. I'm assuming it was sexy.
A gentleman doesn't ask and a lady doesn't tell.
Well, good thing I'm neither.
Then fuck off. She's not sure if eating pussy should feel this good. Exactly. But their window is open to let in the evening summertime breeze. She can hear fireworks being let off somewhere in the distance. Well, I don't know if this is a neighborhood. They could be near a fireworks display. Who knows?
Or they could be near someone whose quirk is fireworks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So it's weird because you can sell fireworks on the PX for like the 4th of July. And we went and got a bunch of fireworks and went to my supervisor's house. And we launched them off in like the school parking lot after hours in the dead of night. And then we got swarmed by like security guards when they saw it happening.
I've literally never seen security guards swarm people for fireworks before.
Well, it was like three, all right? But they were like, oh, no. And then they shoot us off the property. We're like, okay. And then the fireworks were canceled that year. So 4th of July was canceled. We lost to the Japanese that night. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, giggling. No, I wasn't there yet. The smell of barbecue and deep fried goods wafting into their apartment. The sound of honking cars and faraway live music. Smash Mouth was playing and bread was being thrown. And Suyu is in her favorite place with her favorite person. And Ochako is so fucking soaked.
And suddenly a firework comes in and fires directly into the vagina.
That's one way to get an explosive time. You know, right? Dripping onto their duvet while Suyu laps
up. It's pronounced duvet.
Her duvet.
Oh, God damn it.
While Suyu laps up her slick and fucks her slow. So all she feels is warm, fuzzy, fucking drunk on bliss. Then Ochako is giggling, her gunk clutching around Suyu's tongue. And she gently pulls back to lick over her clit. The sensation breaks Ochako's. Yeah, exactly. We're in blah, la la times two.
Yeah.
Soon it'll be like blah, la la times 10 until it goes super blah, la la. And then like super blah, la la two.
Super God blah, la la.
Super God blah, la la, super God.
When does it get to be like super God blue blah, la la?
Yeah. For God blue blah, la la. Rose blue blah, la la times 10. Ultra instinct, blah, blah, blah. Into a breathy moan, but she's still grinning that goofy grin, and Suyu raises an eyebrow at her.
What you giggling about?
She asks, drawing Ochako's attention away from the ceiling to meet her gaze. Her eyes are twinkling and hazy. Suyu can't help but smile fondly down at the girl.
I was just thinking.
Ochako grins, still chuckling. Suyu is patient, letting her take her time to find her words. But she isn't merciful, and she slides two fingers into her pussy while she waits. Ochako sighs, wiggling her hips as she adjusts to the stretch.
I need to apologize to Deku.
Suyu snorts.
I'm over here trying to blow your mind, and you're thinking about Deku?
She shakes her head in mock disappointment, tutting as she thrusts her fingers, scissors them gently.
I'd appreciate it if your best friend stayed out of our sex life, honey.
And you're done.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Next up is Val.
Ochako squeals in her laugh. Like, I was already at the page, and then I'm like, wait, no, I didn't scroll down yet. And then I scroll down to the next page.
You're like, wait a minute, this isn't blah, la la. This isn't blah, la la at all.
Exactly. At that, Ochako squeals in her laugh. She drops her knees further, trying to get accustomed to Tsuyu's fingers.
No, no.
But it's so funny because, she snorts around in her laugh, because I was just telling him off a few weeks ago for ditching Kaminara's gig to have sex with Todoroki. And now I'm ditching my friends.
Wait, you're just going to casually pair them off that way?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come on. All right, first off, Deku and Todoroki are like the worst gay pairing outside of like anybody and Bakugo or anybody and Mineta. Let's give Todoroki someone good, all right?
Are you saying let's in the global sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him the bird guy. I like the bird guy. He deserves nice things.
He does.
Yeah, he's like, I am darkness.
Yeah.
Could we just do an awkward pairing and have like Shovel Man from Home Alone?
Fumikage was his name. Check this out, Steve. He's got himself a stand.
That's fine.
Oh, wait. Hold on. That's message.txt. I need to actually get the picture. stand by a moment.
I'm waiting.
Come on.
I do not mean Harry and Marv of the Wet Bandits. I'm talking about Shovel Man.
All right, cool. I got the picture now. See, he's got a stand. And it's a little chicken.
I'm talking about Old Man Marley.
No, don't pair him with Todoroki.
Why would I not pair him with Todoroki?
Because Todoroki deserves better than that. He came from an abused home.
Not Marley and Marley from fucking A Christmas Carol, Dave.
What about A Christmas fucking Carol?
The first Home Alone movie.
Yes.
With the creepy shovel guy who turned out to be really nice.
Right. It's like they beat for beat repeated that in the second film with the pigeon lady.
Yes. But you said gay pairing, so I'm suggesting old man Marley. The sweetest old man who would beat the shit out of somebody for homo slamming you with his fucking shovel.
All right, first off, Todoroki can create mountains of ice with his ice powers and then set you on fire. He doesn't need some shovel man.
Yes, but it's a sweet gesture all the same.
I'm not saying it is, but he has a certain stature that demands pairing with it, all right? So it's you've got to do like Yamcha or better with this.
I see this more as like a bear-cub relationship, only emotionally.
Oh, that's not good because he already has dad issues, man. Don't exacerbate it. Like, come on, man.
Are we going to argue about this the rest of the episode?
Yes, this is no longer a show about fanfiction or about drinks. This is a show about pairing people in various anime universes, all right?
So when does Naruto show up?
Yeah, that's right. Todoroki starts fucking Naruto after this.
All right, so on the third anniversary of the show, that's when we'll have the Guy from Home Alone special where we all make pitches for relationships.
Dave,
right?
The third anniversary of the show was in 2017.
No, of this new show. So in 3 years, we'll talk about the Home Alone guy and who we'd pair with in anime. Personally, I'm not saying I'm going to go with Guts from Berserk, but I probably will.
Okay. Go ahead, Val.
Okay.
I'm ditching my friends to have sex with you.
She's laughing harder now, and it's infectious both in its pure nature and the fact that her laughter has resulted in an erratic clamping of her pussy around Tsuyu's fingers. So she just can't help but snicker along with her girlfriend. I'm a hypocrite, baby! Tsuyu smiles, stretching up to lean her forehead against Achako's. She doesn't cease her movements, thrusting her fingers slowly in and out of Achako's cunt, but she speaks casually.
To be fair, she begins, that was Denki's first solo gig. And we just ditched a random music festival that we still have 3 more days left of. Nobody's going to miss us, hon.
Oh, so she's from Baltimore now. She hums, pressing a kiss to Ochako's forehead. They're both going to be completely coated in glitter after this. Their bed's going to be covered in it too.
But I'm sure Deku will forgive you. And besides, she presses a kiss to Ochako's pouty lips. You...
Ew,
she whispers, going for the tip of her nose now.
Are a very sexy hypocrite.
Not the pillow talk that you think it is.
No.
Better than being just a regular, not sexy hypocrite, but still not the best thing to say.
My God, man, get a writer.
I have one. Get a better writer.
Yeah, get a better writer. Like, fire them.
Ochako sighs, her eyes fluttering when Tsuyu's fingers curled just right. Yeah. I am.
Oh, yeah. Dingle my coin return, baby.
Sure.
You are, to you nod solemnly. So are you going to let me make you feel good now?
Mm-hmm. Achako affirms, mirroring to you's nod with her own. Fuck. To you is gone for this girl. She's ruined for anyone else, forever obsessed with those shining eyes and soft cheeks and that gleeful goddamn smile. She doesn't bother making a show of it. She wants to feel Ochako falling apart around her, and she wants to be the cause. Tsuyu slides a third finger inside of her cunt, wrapping her lips around Ochako's clit to give a careful, slow suck. That has her jerking, pushing up into Tsuyu's mouth and simultaneously trying to pull away, like her body can't quite decide what it wants to do with all of the sensation. Tsuyu doesn't let up, dragging her fingers along Ochako's walls and curling, searching adamantly for that perfect spot while she works her clit with her lips and tongue. Blah, 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 blah. Tsu, Ochako whines. Feels good, Tsu. Tsuyu hums, and the vibration has Ochako crying out in the cool air. With one particular thrust of Tsuyu's fingers, she jolts her hips, canting so hard Tsuyu is forced to pull her mouth away.
That's how you get a tooth knocked out.
Yeah, but they still win the Stanley Cup.
Still feeling good?
She questions, her fingers working Ochako's G-spot in gentle circles.
Yes!
Ochako mules.
Yes! Yes!
Please put...
Shit!
Put your mouth back!
Please don't shit! Please do
no!
Well, since you asked so nicely,
Tsuyu teases. Because who the hell would she be... Would she be to deny Ochako when she begs so pretty? With that, Suyu returns to teasing her clit, using her free hand to press down on her hips. It doesn't stop her squirming entirely, but it will prevent her from cracking Suyu in the nose with her pussy if she jerks like that again.
Jesus, that is a powerful vagina.
Not vagina, hips.
Yeah, hips.
They don't lie.
Which attach directly to the vagina.
Yes. Suyu fucks her just like that, fingers toying relentlessly with her G-spot and tongue working circles over her clit, drowning her in feeling and pleasure until she's twitching and her gasps have turned ragged, her moans deep and guttural. She's trembling hard, her knees jerking, and Suyu knows she's close. Suyu, she whimpers. Suyu, I'm gonna... Fuck! Gonna come! And I'm done.
Alright, Sean, take us home. Don't get me wrong, I'm not out of jokes, it's just very difficult to say things again.
Yeah, no, it's understandable. Suyu hums, staring up at that gorgeously flushed face, her heavenly breaths. Her eyes sting as Ochako's fingers clutch strands of her hair. But she has no complaints, humming softly into that red, puffy pussy, encouraging her, dragging her gently those last few steps to orgasm. Ochako's orgasm hits her hard and fast.
Kapow!
Like a Dodge Caravan. Then rocks through her gently. She clutches hard around Suyu's fingers, all of her muscles tensing when she falls over that edge. Her moans cutting off into a violent, trembling gasp. And then her body softens, melting like butter in the sun, letting the peak of her pleasure wash through her limbs and chest, all the way down to her toes. Suyu works her through it, and by the time the crest has passed and Ochako is coming back down, her clit is throbbing relentlessly against Suyu's lips, her pussy clenching and unclenching around her. Suyu pulls her mouth away first, then her fingers. She kisses Ochako without thought, letting her taste herself on her lips and tongue, her hands working gentle circles on her hips, then her waist, before traveling up to caress her neck.
How was that?
Good, Ochako breathes. So, so good.
Not great, just good.
Yeah.
Could be better. What could be improved?
Everything?
B minus. Good, needs improvement.
So, so good. Thank you, Sue.
With a grin, Suyu brushes Ochako's bangs away from her eyes with her dry hand.
No need to thank me, Ochako. I like making you feel good. Can I make you feel good, too?
Yes, please, go make me that Cheetos Flamin' Hot Mac and Cheese box that's in my cupboard, please.
She's gazing up at Suyu, her eyes far away and tired. Whatever was left of the weed has probably mostly worn off now.
I don't need anything tonight,
Suyu shakes her head.
But thank you for offering.
Okay.
Ochako yawns, reaching up to rub her bleary eyes.
Then, can I paint?
At that, Suyu's chest swoops with excitement. She can't help the slightest giddiness in her smile when she nods, sliding off of Ochako to let her sit up.
Take off your shirt and bra and lay on your tummy,
Ochako instructs.
Also remember that by doing that, you won't be able to go into any stores.
I'll be right back.
She still sounds tired, but just like that, she has a goal in mind, and she's able to brush the sleepiness off like nothing. Her drive is just another thing Suyu is aware of, and she doesn't hesitate to do as she's told. Nestling comfortably on her bare stomach with her head sinking into one of the pillows. In the darkness of their apartment, Suyu listens to Ochako scuttling around on the vinyl flooring. She pictures her tugging down a pair of underwear and some socks and sliding across the floor into the bathroom, grabbing an elastic to tie her sweaty hair up. Then she'll slide back out and start digging through her mountain of disorganized painting supplies, pulling out of the softness of her brushes.
I'm getting flashbacks to that Legend of Korra fanfic where she writes the grocery list with her tongue on the vagina.
Yeah. Pulling out the softness of her brushes and the paint she bought for this specifically. It's not necessarily intended to be a replacement for sex, but Suyu loves back tickles.
would rate them at the top of her list in terms of physical affection, and it's difficult for anyone to provide that for very long without a sore wrist. It was Ochako who suggested that she paint, and while she doesn't provide the same warmth as her hands, Suyu still gets to feel her close, and still gets to indulge in a sensation that, for her, often beats the pleasure of sex. Now, in the late night hours, as the fireworks are ending and the crowds of people below their building disperse, there's no fighting her smile. Suyu is drowsy and warm, and Ochako is a welcome weight as she climbs on top of her girlfriend and settles on her hips. Ochako is purposeful and gentle in every movement, threading her fingers through Suyu's hair and bundling up to move aside. The first touch of cold paint on her bare skin has Suyu sighing, her eyes sliding all the way close.
"Feel nice?" Ochako murmurs.
"Mmm," Suyu nods.
"Really nice."
"Good." Together, they settle into the quiet, the only sounds left in the night, their own breathing, and the swish of each stroke of the paintbrush. Suyu can feel herself beginning to drift, arms crossed across her face as she's put into a crippler crossface as she taps out, losing the belt at WrestleMania.
That got rushed to the end right there, man.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you've been quiet for like 20 minutes. I think Sean figured a little wrestling lingo would bring you back.
Yeah.
Well, it's that time of night when you're like, I'm fighting sleep, but I'm contractually obligated to hang out with these people.
That's right. It's true.
And play games on show.
I'm not even playing a game right now.
No. Oh, David's really out of it then.
He's just sending me image memes.
I am sending him a lot of Simpsons jokes.
Nah.
I don't have an issue with this, but you're so close to finishing, John.
She can still feel glitter on her lips. She can still smell Ochako, her sweat and her cum, and her coconut shampoo. Goose flesh rises along her back and shoulders.
Honk, honk, honk.
Her nipples pebbling, the cold and the tickle of the paintbrush soothing and pleasurable.
Honk!
She doesn't know what Ochako's painting, and she probably won't find out tonight. She can feel sleep beginning to fuzz out the edges of her mind, but she doesn't mind.
Oh no, it's the fuzz book.
What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
And you're like, aye.
Ochako leans over, presses a kiss against the nape of her neck, and Suyu smiles.
I love you, Sue.
Love you too, Ochako.
Yes, Suyu is truly lucky. And we're done.
Hooray!
Oh, sorry, I was too busy staring at the glitter tits that are going on in our show chat.
Yeah.
Glitter tits, you say?
Yeah, also glitter ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bare butt with glitter on it, man.
And with that, thank you very much to everyone, especially our patrons. We are going to go away on our break. We are off the 29th, the 5th, and it says that we're back on the 12th. So we got 2 weeks off. 2 weeks of whatever we got going on. Hopefully for me, lots of sleep, but probably not because Xavier's daycare is closed for a 4-day weekend and then probably another 3-day weekend next week. But I digress. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Val.
Yeah.
Thank you, Logan. All right, he's not here. And thank you, our patrons, starting with our smut secretaries, Attention Deficit Party Horse, Bosku, Discuss, Grass Dragon, Neon Binary Rose, Pestilence, Santa Grimnar, William Shaprinsky. A super special thanks to our genital guardians, Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Go Play in Traffic, Swole Scrooge McFuck Minting NFTs Nuts.
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
The Judge, the Jury, and the Exegutter, the Men Who Stare at Goatsy, and two-time World Heavyweight Champion Thunder God Matthew J, and a super-duper plus ultra-mega special thanks to our Bogate beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Coat Me in Syrup Stevo Daddy, Cranky Pants McCum Bucket, Evan Baumel, Krampus Daddy is always welcome here. Put Naruto's vocal cords under a Christmas tree shaped Ouya that is in Stevo's butt, you cowards. Terra's Wage, and the Brisby, Saskatchewan, Spice Trees, David's Boobus.
Boobus?
Hank Ferrari.
How dare you?
And Mrs. Hops' Hentai Miss trademark are S-tier fight me. Oh, wait. Apparently, I have to go back and revise one. This just says Happy Hentimus.
Yeah. Happy Hentimus.
Be sure to whack it twice so that Santa comes down the hentai tree and tells you that you're Bob the Beast's sap.
Yes, that's very important.